Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witchschool's Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere education system is available any place on Earth, anywhere you are and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witchschool's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years, and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Friday nights on Pagans Tonight Radio Network is Karelian night. And it's time for the Karelian Family Hour.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from beautiful Florida. And with me is my co-host.
Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone. Reverend Lori B.
And welcome to the Karelian Family Hour. And Lori, how are you?
I am okay, although I battled with a 12-inch round cast iron pan today, and I think the pan won. Fractured my finger, but it's okay. We're dealing with it.
Oh.
Other than that, we're good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, our guest, I just wanted to let you know that our guest is back.
Wonderful. Okay. And our guest tonight is Reverend Thomas Paul Divini from Triple Moon Sanctuary. Welcome, Tom.
Lori, thank you for having me on, Lord Dunn.
It's
you?
Our pleasure.
Are you on? Can you hear us? Are you echoing?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great.
And I can hear
so
your cat.
Tom, I'm going to lock myself in the bathroom because my animals want to follow me all over tonight. So I'm going to sit in the bathroom for an hour.
they need to come back. They need to come back in a week for Reverend Lily's show, Working with Animals. So
please, you can borrow the two cats, the dog, and the rabbit. How about that? Anyway, enough about my animals. So Tom, you've been very, very, very busy.
Yes, I have, Lori. This is the 25th year for the St. Louis Pagan Picnic, and it started out in the backyard of the founder's home 25 years ago. For the past 16 years, at least that I know of, that I've been in attendance with the St. Louis Pagan Picnic, it has been held in the beautiful Tower Grove Park in the middle of South St. Louis. It's a two-day event, and it has been some of the most awesome times I've ever spent within the pagan community has come from this event, and it's held every year in June. This year it is the third and fourth, the first weekend of June. Excuse me. And I'm one of the programming coordinators this year for the event. Last year I helped provide security, and up until then, the previous 14 years that I'd been in attendance with the Pagan Picnic organization, I was just going to be around the pagan community and get to know our brothers and sisters throughout the community. It was a really awesome time, anytime.
Awesome. So, Lord Don, Tom's mm-hmm. been going for 16 years. You've been there since the beginning, correct?
Oh, no, not the beginning, but I think I couldn't tell you now the first year we went, but
It's been a good 15, 16 years.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you've been there pretty much the whole time I've been there, Lord Don.
Yeah, and I think that's about the time we started coming. We've been going for a long time. It is one of the best events, in my opinion, in the country.
Well, thank you.
And if someone wanted to go to a first pagan event, this would be an ideal one to go to. I've always found everybody very friendly. I've found a wide range of people. I'm sure the St. Louis community has politics because every now and then you hear a little bit, but you sure don't see it at the picnic.
No, you really don't.
Yeah. It's a wonderful event.
It's peaceful.
And
it's
huge,
calm,
a huge
it's
event
tranquil.
As well. Yeah.
Do we have the numbers from last year of attendance?
In all honesty, Lori, I do not have those numbers. But if you were to go to the website, which is paganpicnic.org, you can get all the information you'd ever want from that website right there. Anything from vending to just attendance. Right now, if you have been to previous picnics, you can, at the very first page, whenever you go onto the website, right there on the homepage, there's a whole questionnaire you can fill out, letting them know what you liked about the picnic, what you'd like to see, complaints, comments, praise, whatever you'd want to leave. It's right there on the front page, and that'd be greatly appreciated. Because we like to make sure that we keep bringing, you know, fresh entertainment, fresh workshops and ideas, and bringing the community together in ritual is one of the main things that we try to do. And like this year, the main theme is working magic in the community. And it's a really beautiful thing. And if you're anywhere near the area to be able to come to this event this year, I would suggest it. Because like I said, it's a milestone year. It's the 25th anniversary that these wonderful folks have been putting on this pagan event in the middle of the Midwest. One of the largest events in the Midwest that is only a two-day event. There are others, but they're, you know, week-long events, of course. But, yeah, this is definitely a great event to go to if it's your first one or if it's your fifth one this year. It's definitely one to hit up.
Beautiful. So, Tom, who is the founder of the picnic?
Well, the original founders, I believe that there were actually four of them. I know that I should have this information, but there's been a lot of going on here lately between picnic and my own ministry and everything, so I do apologize. The two main founding members that I know absolutely for sure would be Larry Brown and his wife, Cheryl, I believe is her name, and he's actually one of the founders of College of Occult Sciences in St. Louis. I believe if you want to get any information on that, you can go to collegeofocultsciences.com or org. I can't remember which one it is. But those two, it was Larry's backyard that they started in 25 years ago, and it was just a bunch of pagans getting together and having a good time, you know, learning from each other, ritual with each other, and in general just having a good pagan time with each other for the first couple of years, and then it really turned out to be the pretty huge event. I mean, we take up a pretty good chunk of Tower Grove Park, and that's not a small park that is St. Louis.
It's in the neighborhood of 3,000 people, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Easily.
Yeah. Easily. At this point, probably more.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. We have no vending spots left. Every single spot for the space that we're allowed each year was gone before January.
Oh,
so
wow.
Everybody is really wanting to get in on this event because it's a milestone year. It's 25 years. That's not nothing. You can't shake a stick at that. You know, that's a long time being within the pagan community and doing the good that they do for the community. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud to be a part of it in the capacity that I am this year. And look forward to possibly going into the future with them.
Yes, indeed.
So what is it like running an event of this size?
Chaos. Organized chaos, but it definitely takes some getting used to. I have previous experience helping run an event. I was part of Pagan Pride Project Incorporated for the past 2 years, so I got my feet wet pretty decent with that. But yeah, this is a whole different ball game. This is quite a big event for our neck of the woods, and it's a little intimidating at times. But you know what? One thing I've found that working with the people on the committee that I'm on the committee with that set up everything and get everything to run smooth, we all work together very well. We all communicate very well. And you would think that the organized chaos that it is would be a lot harder to pull off, but it's really not whenever you have the cooperation of the great pagans that help run this event every year. It's just amazing how well we can get things done with the way that it fits together.
That's awesome. So this year you're taking charge of the programming. That would be the workshops?
That would be the workshops. Any authors and speakers or anything that would want to do anything like that, that is what I am taking care of. I am not the only one taking care of that, though. Also, there's Reverend Bill Duvendeck running it with me also. Between me and him, we collaborate to make sure that we have the right time slots for the right workshops and everything. But we are still accepting workshop applications, by the way. We definitely need some
hint.
More here. I'm sorry?
Hint?
Well, yes, I do need Lord Don's. There's no big rush on you, the Lord Don. We know you're coming. We know you're going to be there. So your spot's
definitely
okay.
True. I'm a bit of a nightmare to deal with because I always get everything in at the last minute. And for 15 years, I've been doing that.
Organized chaos.
Yeah.
But yeah, if anybody out there is in the area and maybe would like to have a hold a workshop or a...
Hello?
Did we lose Tom?
He's gone again. He'll be calling back, I'm sure.
Oh no.
So what's it like? I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk about the pagan picnic, and that's how they call it. It's like not the St. Louis Pagan Picnic, it's the Pagan Picnic. He's back right now. Let me go ahead and bring him back on. Welcome back, Tom.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. It happens. So Pam was asking what it's like. Well, my first time going and only time going was in 2015. It was the best weekend I've ever had. And I've been to a lot of events in a lot of different places. And I can honestly say that was my favorite. From opening ceremony to closing ceremony to the whole entire weekend, everyone got along. We had fun. So many crafty vendors. I mean, you see vendors no matter where you go at all the different fairs and stuff, but honestly, the best stuff is there.
Well, thank you. I'll make sure that Angel Bostic, our coordinator that takes care of all the vending, gets to know that you gave that high praise. And yes,
it was wonderful.
So the year that you got to go, you actually stayed with us at the sanctuary.
Yes, I did. We had so much fun.
Yes, we did.
And that was your first year actually having a vending table, right?
Yes, it was. Up until that point, I was just
a spectator. I don't think we slept the whole weekend.
No, we didn't. we thought we had enough stuff ready to go to make some money for the ministry to help out the community. And next thing we know, we were sold out of pretty much everything by... Saturday evening, and we had to stay up all night making new stuff so we'd add something for Sunday.
Yeah.
It was definitely a good weekend.
It was. Definitely. And Lord Don, you did a vending table last year?
Yes, I believe I did. And we have on and off through the years.
Wonderful. I know Lady Charlene always has a table there also.
She does.
And I'm sorry that I don't
she was
remember
formerly,
the name. I don't remember the name of her booth.
I can't think of it off the top of my head either, but yeah, Charlene is also going to be doing a workshop for us, I believe. I'm still waiting on her application, but she did say that she was interested in doing a one-hour slot for us.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of workshops do you have so far?
Okay, so far...
Are you allowed to give that out so far?
You know what? I really don't know if I am, because we really haven't decided just yet. So let's go for a later date, possibly, on talking about who's actually doing workshops.
Okay.
I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth.
See,
on radio.
What I hear mostly, because I know, you know, I'm friends with a lot of the musicians, and I hear a lot about the musicians that are going to be there. Can you tell us maybe who's slated to be there?
As far as I know, Joseph Conak, the coordinator for that, hasn't got anybody completely nailed down just yet.
Oh, don't nail her. Don't nail them down.
No.
We need them mobile.
Yes. Forwarding.
What's
I'm
very
sorry.
Exciting is I am a huge S.J. Tucker fan, and she was there in 2015. Absolutely
yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes, she did.
Yeah, both
Sue
Jen and Tuathadea were there, right, that year, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The reason I remember is because Tuathadea left my house to drive to the picnic. They were at my house right before the picnic.
Ah,
so because they were not, they were playing playing the Iron Horse Pub, which is the place that they when they come to Wichita Falls, Texas, of all places, they come to the Iron Horse Pub, which is an amazing place. For music and good atmosphere. I guess if you don't mind me jumping up on this little bit of a take a little bit of a moment to say that a lot of these artists and the people who are authors and stuff and all these vendors, it's great that they have things like the St. Louis the Pagan Picnic, but if you know if you go there and you see any of these artists or any of these speakers, anyone giving these classes, reach out to them to bring them back to your community and see, you know, if you can. I mean, that's the way to help create a bigger community, because that's one of the big things about this picnic, right, is the exposure people get.
Yeah.
You know, the being able to meet S.J. Tucker, to meet Lord Don, you know?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep,
so if you can't tell us about what
this year at the Pagan Pride. Last year.
Oh, Wendy. At this last year.
In Charlotte.
Since you can't tell us what's coming up, can you tell us about some of the past people?
Past
vendors and speakers and.
Past vendors. Well, we've been there for the past 2 years, going on 3 years. Past vendors we've had, Charlene's always had a booth that I know of, Lord Don, where it was just Author's Row, where he actually had a vendor's booth. River Higginbotham is always there within the Author's Row. Bill Duvendeck with his Author's Row attendance. We have a lot of, I do know that there are going to be drum vendors. There's going to be a Rhythm Nation down in the south end of the park, where people can sit and play their drums, rattles, whatever they have with them. They can make some music on their own. Oaksbury Sanctuary is going to be there. Temple Witchcraft is going to be there. Let's see here. Mid-Missouri.
Circle coming this year?
I'm sorry?
Circle Sanctuary coming this year?
Oh, yes, I will. We are in talks with, and this is what I can say, we are in talks with Selena Fox for having her come down and be one of the main presenters for the 25th anniversary. I don't know if River actually has her completely set to go yet or not. So as far as I know, Circle Sanctuary will be there, and Selena Fox will be having her booth there and doing at least one or two workshops and, I believe, participating in ritual.
Very cool.
Lord Don, I'm sure that if you would be interested in doing that, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to have you help too. If you
would
like to help with an opening ritual or something like that, I'm sure all you have to do is say something. This year is all about making magic and connections within the community. That is for sure. As far as other vendors, I mean, pretty much anything that you would ever hope to find at a reasonable price, usually, for any of your pagan needs, whether it's clothing, you know, the jewelry, excuse me, magical implements, candles, yes, crystals, oh my. We have a lady here in St. Louis that she has some of the best prices.
She's fantastic.
On crystals. She is so amazing. She is so amazing, and she is definitely going to be there again this year. So if you're looking for crystals, definitely look for Vicky Carr's booth. She's a sweet old lady. She is one of the best women that I know, and her prices cannot be beat on crystals, and it's all genuine. There ain't no fire anodized amethyst or anything like that you're gonna find in her stuff. She's got great stuff. Definitely hit her up. Heartland Spiritual Alliance is supposed to be there. They're supposed to have a booth. Mid-Missouri Pagan Alliance is more than likely going to be there again this year. I do believe I saw their name on the roster. But yeah, pretty much anything you'd be looking for, for any spiritual path, you'll find it at Pagan Picnic. That's for sure.
Yes, indeed.
And so what else can you let us know?
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, there's more information on the website available 24 hours a day. Like I'll say the website again. The website is www.paganpicnic.org. Go there, scroll around. If you're interested in vending is closed. If you're interested in more information, just click on that tab. Excuse me. If you're looking to see what vendors have already locked themselves in or are definitely going to be there, you can go to the website and find that out. Just click on the vending tab. And programming, you should be able to click on that and see who is actually going to be, who is already locked down on doing what workshop, what musician is going to be playing at what time, and so on and so forth as far as that goes. If we can possibly do another spot closer to the time of the event, whenever we can actually get the founders, well, the president for this upcoming year is River Hickenbottom. He is the president. And if we can get the founders on here.
Wonderful.
Yeah, if we can get the founders on here one night, definitely get more information.
Yes.
I do apologize for not having
River about that.
I do apologize for not having all the information that I needed.
That's okay. One thing that I really was impressed with was the raffle at the end.
Oh, yes.
Are they all donations? Because that was huge. Are they all donations? I know each vendor donates something, but a lot of the larger prizes.
Yeah.
Were they all donated?
Yeah, I believe they're all donated.
The community?
Oh yes, all that stuff is donated. Yes, it's all donated by vendors and people who just, you know, care to help get Pagan Picnic going every year and make sure it stays a local event and keeps carrying on. Raffle is a really great thing. It's $1 a ticket. And if you're there, you got to be there at the end of the day on Sunday, whenever, right before closing ritual. Or actually, I think they're actually going to have it after closing ritual this year. I believe that's what we decided on. It's going to be after closing ritual. They're going to hold the raffle. And some of the stuff you'll get, you'll spend a few bucks on a raffle ticket, and you'll end up with a $50, $75, $100 item usually. A lot of the vendors like to put something out there nice and everything, because they want to make sure that people are seeing good stuff where they actually buy the more raffle tickets. Because the raffle tickets is just another way for the organization to keep funding this every year and possibly even get bigger than we already are.
Wow. So how do you raise the money for an event this size?
Well, I mean, there's many different ways that the money is generated. You know, there is donation. There are donations that happen throughout the year. A lot of it is all vending. You know, the vendors have to pay a fee to be able to vend. You know, just like pretty much any other event. I don't know of any that are free that I know of. But, you know, all the vendors pay for their booth and everything. And you just got to make sure that you pay all the bills and have enough money coming in. Fundraising. That's another way that we bring in money. T-shirt sales, you know, the little satchel sales, the reusable grocery bag sales, is what I meant by satchel. You know, all that is how we fund everything and keep everything going each year.
Beautiful. So once again, it's the 25th year of the St. Louis Pagan Picnic. If you are in the St. Louis area, it is the first weekend in June. That was the third and fourth, Tom?
Yes, ma'am.
It's the third and fourth.
Yes.
I will be there.
It is. Lord Don will definitely be there. He's always there. I am trying my best to be there.
Yay.
Charlene will be there.
Charlene,
for those of you that don't know who Charlene is, Charlene is the president of which school?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Charlene Walls, Lady Charlene, shout out to you. Hi. She has an amazing booth also. She makes such wonderful, beautiful wood burnings and all different types of things at her booth. And Lord Don, you'll have your new book.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, I pushed the button on it on Candlemas, and
okay.
It is now available. Death
wonderful.
On the Horizon of Joy, and I'll probably have coloring books as well. And who knows what?
Exactly. Again,
who knows what
I
might bring
wonderful...
out between now and then?
One never knows.
Well, one of the things I'm looking at is an audio version of the novel, and we've been talking about seeing if we can't create some collections of the vlogs dealing with specific subjects.
Oh, very nice.
So those things might be available by picnic time. Who knows?
Yes.
That will be awesome.
We love the vlogs. Very educational. Awesome. That would be great to be able to have them at the picnic for people to be able to buy. Wonderful.
Yes, definitely. I think they would probably go over pretty well.
Yeah. I think so. Well, we are halfway through, and I believe Pam has a song for us.
Well, I'm not going to sing it. I know.
Oh, come on.
I know everybody wants to hear me, but no. Well, first, before I go into the song, I want to make sure that people know that today is a good day to get music from any of our favorite independent pagan artists, because that most of them are on Bandcamp, bandcamp.com. And today, if you were to buy music on Bandcamp, I'm pretty sure that every single thing on Bandcamp today, 100% of the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds will go to the ACLU to help with support of the immigrants and basic human values is what is being said. I've seen a lot of our artists, S.J. Tucker, Doug Bed of Chronolis,
yeah, okay.
Ginger Doss, sharing this link. I've been sharing it like crazy too. So it's in Witch School. It's on Pagans Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If you can share it, it's going to be all day today. So when I was looking at this, when I was sharing this, I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and share some of my favorite artists along with it. Well, not necessarily my favorite artists, because they're all my favorite, but some of the artists along with it. And I stumbled on this song that Ginger Doss had done. It's more of she wanted to do like a, you know, see, I've even done a couple of those where you do like a monologue type thing. Well, kind of like what Reverend Don does, this Ask Reverend Don, kind of like a commentary. She, you know, being Ginger Doss, being the artist that she is, the musician she did it in a song. And she actually released this shortly after the election. And I don't know why I didn't find it until now, but I did, and I reached out to her before the show, and I said, Ginger, please, please, please let me play this. And right now, as far as I know, other than finding it through Ginger Doss's YouTube channel, this is the only other place that you're going to hear it until she releases it separately. Yeah, so thank you, Ginger, for giving us that exclusive, and it's called Choose Words Wisely, and it's a very good song for the time that we're going through. Choose Words Wisely, Ginger Doss on the Pagans Tonight Radio Network, Karelian Family Hour. Thank you. Ginger Doss's song, Choose Words Wisely, very wise words for this time. And I don't think you're going to be able to get that one on Bandcamp yet. I can pretty much assure you, you're not going to get that song on Bandcamp. But if there's anything else that you'd like to hear from Ginger that she has up there, S.J. Tucker, Chronolis, pretty much I think almost every single person that we play on Pagans Tonight has a Bandcamp account. So if you've been waiting to possibly buy some music from any of your artists that you like here, if you don't know who they are, if you're like, oh, I like that song, go ahead and message me. Go ahead and reach out to Pagans Tonight, and we'll find that artist if you like to know. But this is only for today. This is only for February 3rd. So go ahead and do that. But there's a lot of really cool things that are popping up. And I shared, I don't know if you saw this earlier, Lori, but I shared this. I don't know if I shared this with you. so you can't see it. And I don't know if you've seen anything about this either, Lord Don, but there's a thing going on this weekend with coffee houses who are donating their proceeds to the ACLU. And yeah, in Winston-Salem, it's West End. So if you know where that one is.
Okay.
That's a place to go have coffee.
Not Cranky's. Wow.
That's where the last map I had was just West End. So
okay.
I'll see about getting that map up on the Pagans Tonight thing. And there's a very important reason to help make sure the ACLU has money because it's one of the places that can defend rights of, you know, people, you know, like the immigrant ban and a lot of people's rights are being questioned, taken away. You know, that's the ACLU is one of the main players to protect our rights and our liberties. And I'm not trying to make this as a political statement. I'm just a statement of fact. A lot of people need help, and this is one of the ways out there to help out. I don't want to get into, I want to talk about this a little bit more, but this is your guys' show, and you were talking about the St. Louis Pagan Picnic. But, you know, again, this is something that's really important right now.
Well,
in this
I was
going to
ask you just one
there.
Quick question. What exactly mm-hmm. is Bandcamp?
Bandcamp is a way for artists to put their music out there. It's kind of like, okay, you have CD Baby, you can go to Amazon, but Bandcamp is one of the other places that artists can put their music out there for people to buy. So
it's a site.
If you go to Bandcamp and search. Pardon?
It's a site,
Bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Like one time in Beautiful. Bandcamp.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked what Bandcamp was, because I was just a little confused earlier today when we started sharing Bandcamp. I'm like, oh,
okay, so like
okay once at Bandcamp.
Allison Hannigan was so funny in that role. many witches know Allison Hannigan. She was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and she played the witch. So,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of people learned about Wicca through that role. I don't know. I didn't watch Buffy, so
I've
always wanted
Buffy
to go back.
Fan.
Yeah, I liked the movie. I thought the movie was fun. Yeah, I thought it was fun.
No, I was more of a Charmed girl.
You know, and that's going to, people are going to like Charmed, they're going to like Buffy, they're going to like The Craft. You know, I'm sorry, I'm a Wicker Man, the original Wicker Man type of person. So I guess that's pretty hardcore, wouldn't you say?
The Wicker Man was very cool.
Yeah. It was.
It was very good. Well, it was like this whole island, if anyone hasn't seen the original, not the Nick Cage one, the original one from the early 70s with Christopher Lee. It was an entire island of pagans. It was the entire culture was pagans. And here I am, I'm going to segue, watch this, how smooth I am. Kind of like how I'm, you guys are explaining this pagan
talking
picnic.
About
it
the
like
pagan picnic.
Be a pagan, yes. I don't think it's going to be like Wicker Man. I don't think you're going to find somebody and put him in a Wicker Man, which is my boyfriend's biggest fear that we're going to do that to him.
No. The energy at the pagan picnic is beyond what I can explain. It truly is. Just from the opening ceremony out, once they put that circle around, and I mean they encompass the whole entire park, so no matter where you go, you just feel it. Thousands of people, as we said earlier, and Lodon has said before, I think in 2015 there were 3,500 in attendance, and I'm sure it's growing each year. Vending is already booked and filled. That's a beautiful thing to be in January and to be totally filled already, just like what's happening with Witches Fest in New York. Another great one coming up. I mean, they're all great. Don't get me wrong. The picnic cannot be compared to anything, though. Lodon, what else can I say about the picnic? Go ahead, Pam.
Oh, no, Don. No, Lord Don. I was going to say something about Witches Fest, but we're talking about the picnic. Go ahead. Lordon? I'll hush.
Okay. Okay, which one of us is speaking?
I promise.
You, Lordon, you.
It's all you.
I've always enjoyed the picnic. What was the question?
Anything.
Is there an actual question?
I'm really not sure what it was anymore.
Okay.
I guess I'll go ahead.
You said you've been going. Oh, shush. I'm going to go ahead and turn my mic off because you know me. I'll talk all over everybody. I'm so sorry.
I've been going to picnic for close to 20 years now. I couldn't tell you what the first year was, but I've seen it grow considerably in that time, but feeling has stayed pretty consistent. And, you know, we mentioned how many people come to the picnic. It doesn't feel like it, though. It feels like like an intimate event, even though it's a very large event. The event is basically lined out along a road with vendors and presenters on either side. A lot of people are camping behind their booths. There are presentation areas in the grass. It's a beautiful, beautiful park. There are a number of pavilions. In fact, Tower Grove Park is famous for its artistic pavilions. One of them hosts the musical presentations.
Oh, it is gorgeous.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's very laid back. There are a lot of people, but it doesn't feel like a big event. It feels very intimate.
Right.
And
you're not
you
overwhelmed.
It's not an overwhelming thing. And you think a two-day event, everything must be happening all at once, and it kind of is, but it doesn't feel that way.
Right.
If you want to have a look at the picnic, we have lots of video of it at Magic TV, going back to our very first year doing Magic TV. I believe we went down to the picnic. Our first interview was Raven Grimazzi appearing at the picnic, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe he was the first interview because we went to the picnic every year. And this would have been 10 years ago, 11 years ago now. But that was when YouTube started and when we started Magic TV. And we'd already been going for years. It's always been a wonderful time. Every now and then there's been a little disturbance, but it's never become a big thing. You know, they had some guy dressed up as Jesus dragging a cross through the middle of the pagan festival once.
That was like the biggest thing there, right?
He became very discouraged because all the pagans were so nice to him and were offering him water and so forth. He eventually gave up and went home. But usually there's no problem
there's
of any
kind.
There's
a lesson there. There's a lesson.
Some people come in costume. Most people don't, but some people do. It's not unusual to see people in fairy costumes. For many years, Ampgard would come out and have a melee. I think
Ampgard.
They still do.
Yeah.
It's similar to the Society for Creative Anachronism, but different. They're always fun to watch.
It's kind of a cross between the SCA and a LARP. It's with bomber weapons and it's sort of role play.
Mm-hmm.
But Amp Guardians are pretty usually a lot of fun. Yeah. They're kind of fun people.
One year they did a trivia contest.
Oh.
Oh, I like that. I would go
you
in costume.
You can find that on Magic TV too.
You would be in costume, not funny.
No, I would be in costume. I dress as a witch, but I dress like a witch all the time.
Right.
What up, Funk?
One year, the Gray School of Wizardry and Witch School had a trivia contest between our students. And the eventual winner was Praetor Atter Lupus, who frequently comes in for the picnic. And the whole thing most of it is captured on video on Magic TV. Not all of it, because some of it filmed better than others. But
I believe there was one year where you have five or six different segments from just the picnic.
Oh,
You interviewed tons of people that year.
A couple of years. And other years, not as many. It partly depends on how many people are there in our camp, how many people get interviewed, because if there's more than one camera person, more can be done. If it's just myself, and then especially if I've got a table, less
happens. I know in 2015, which I find very funny, was the first year that I actually went with the person doing the interviewing, and the first person that we interviewed was Raven Grimassi, and it's just funny that you had mentioned that that's the first person that you have, and that's cool. That one full circle. Okay, never mind. But you know what else I really enjoyed? Anybody and everybody that has a drum, a rattle, they walk the park in the drum circle.
Yeah.
It is just amazing. ATC, oh my God, I can't even get my word out. Aquarian Tabernacle Church. In 2015, they were there. Belladonna and Dusty were just fantastic. And I believe Belladonna was in costume.
I believe she might have been, yes.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful people.
Well, and if anyone...
Some of the...
I guess I'll go real quick. If anyone hasn't been part of a drum circle, the magic is just amazing. I mean, horrible.
Is.
I cannot, but I can get like the shaker egg, and I can actually be part of it, and I can actually feel my rhythm weaving in with everybody.
Just being part of it, even just walking with them, it's just wonderful. Not everybody is an expert on a drum. And you don't have to be there. That's just the wonderful thing about it. You don't have to be. And they're willing to teach you, even if it's just a simple one-beat thing and all different size drums and types. You have your shaman drums and ones that you hold under your arm. And some of them, they're carrying and walking around with big, huge African drums. It is just beautiful.
Yes.
The drum circles, if you can ever be a part of one, it's awesome. If you can get into a good one and you know, just the way that the rhythms change holistically, you know. And I love when you're in a group and it crescendos and everybody just knows when it's time to stop. And it's like, whew.
Yep.
I could just imagine. I mean, I've done this at small gatherings. I could just imagine with over 3,000 people. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And
no wonder people are going there.
So many people participated. It's just amazing. And then, like I said, come on, come walk with us. You know, come on. Here, take a rattle. Come on, come walk with us. And shaker sticks and rattles and the egg things with the nets on them. It's fantastic.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm a shaker egg person. I am definitely a shaker egg person. Don't give me a drum.
No drums for Pam.
Yeah. But it's nice that you have such a good archive of past St. Louis pagan picnic, you know, goings on at Magic TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've ever
talked about it.
I mean, we've talked about Magic TV, but I don't think we've talked about where people find Magic TV. I mean, I know a lot of people who know you and know the Corellian,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's going on with Corellian. But if we have non-Corellians listening, I'm a non-Corellian. Where do people find Magic TV? Where do people find, you know, the Ask Reverend Don and some of the other things? Because Pagans Tonight is just one media outreach branch of
well, that's
of the
true.
Yep.
Yeah.
So where can we find
maybe
those things? Mm-hmm.
No, Magic TV, you can find at magictv.com. Which is magictv.com, or you can find it at youtube.com/magictv. You can also, if you follow my Facebook page, pretty much all of the new videos will come up there. But the existing ones you can find at the actual Magic TV archives. It is a YouTube station. We have close to 100 pages of video.
I was going
wow.
to say, when you do go to the page and you look, actually scroll through, because there are interviews there, and it's sad to say, but people that have passed on. And
oh, that's true. Yeah.
To watch and listen and learn from these people that Lord Don has interviewed, it's a beautiful thing.
We have interviews with Olivia Robertson.
Yes.
Isaac Bonowitz, Morning Glory Zell, and others who have now, Don Michael Craig, and others who have now passed on. We also have many interviews with people who are certainly still with us.
Yes.
Some of the people we've interviewed at St. Louis Picnic include Mickey Mueller, who's there pretty much every year, Karen Deerhoff, W. Lyon Martin, Mike Nichols,
River
I mentioned
Higginbotham.
Raven Gramazzi. Yeah, River
yes.
Higginbotham, who's there
River.
Every year. Joyce Higginbotham.
Mm-hmm.
We have interviewed Mike Shea and Bella Isis Shea. We have interviewed Ellen Dugan almost every year. We've interviewed Ellen Dugan. We've often interviewed the organizers or various groups of them.
Right.
We always stop through the Temple of Witchcraft. We always stop with the Spirit's Edge Shamonial Temple.
Lovely people.
We have interviewed Sugar Cyanide and Rocky Andriotti and all kinds of interesting people. And if you just put in at the Magic TV Archives STL, you'll come up with two pages of St. Louis Pagan Picnic videos, but they're not nearly all of them. Elizabeth Odbert, although that one was cut kind of short, because we lost the last of our battery in the middle of the interview.
Oh.
Dave Sassman.
Hey, that's a thing, and it happens.
It absolutely can happen, because you keep interviewing and interviewing and interviewing, and eventually you can run out of battery.
Mm-hmm.
Don Wildkirby, we've interviewed a couple of times. I don't remember if we interviewed Oberon the year that he was at the picnic, but of course we have a lot of interviews with Oberon. We have all kinds of interviews,
you know,
from the picnic and otherwise.
I was thinking, I'm sitting here thinking ahead at other shows that I'm doing. You know, I've got ADD. I'm sorry. That's part of why I interrupt, and I apologize. I'm like a thought takes me over. I'm like, I have to say it. But I've got Mama Gina coming up, not this week, but next week as my guest. And she was there,
oh, nice.
I believe, last year. And I think last year she fell ill. And I think that's when she became Nine Toes the Bard for real. I don't know if you've heard the story about Nine Toes the Bard. But
was it there? When it happened?
I know she fell ill when she went to St. Louis. I'm pretty sure it was at the Pagan Picnic. And the people there just, you know, I've been very open with the fact that I get agoraphobic. And that's my biggest fear. That's where my agoraphobia comes from, is going someplace and getting sick and not being taken care of and, you know, being around a bunch of strangers. And it sounded like she was telling me about how well she was taken care of. And I think that is a testament to the people there, you know, the atmosphere. I haven't been there, but you
both
could
tell.
Tell
you,
they're
firsthand
really lovely
experience,
people.
It was so hot in 2015. And as I'm walking, and I don't remember her name, but she's from Temple of Witchcraft, beautiful, beautiful, tall, blonde woman.
Yes.
Put her hands on my shoulders and said, "You're going to cool down now, hon." And if I tell you in 15, I just turned around. I was like, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was calmed. I was cool. The heat, if you think
lovely
the weather
person.
Changes, it was just so hot that year. From
that
what you said last year, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Right.
These last couple of years, they seem to have found the sweet spot. In the early years,
beautiful.
It was often terribly hot, but it was also sometimes farther into the summer. I've been looking through our videos at Magic TV. Our actual first interview at the picnic is actually River Higginbotham from June 14th, 2006. Grimazzi was our first interview for the Living the Wiccan Life program that we did. We interviewed him the following year at the picnic. I actually had to go back and look through them to see that. It was 2006, the first time we took our camera.
On Magic TV, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but that's another wonderful series, Living the Wiccan Life.
Thank you. We did
enjoyed. I've watched that several times over the years.
After Salem, we reached our peak in Salem. We had basically a full-fledged television station going for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, we fell back to mostly me doing things. I'm hoping we can start building back up again.
Yeah.
But the Living the Wiccan Life really depended on having more than just one person to be able to do it. Because when I go to these different events, it's really helpful if there's more than one.
I'm sorry, I have this like kind of surreal, like the Ed Show thing running in my head of you waking up and making toast. Reverend Todd, this is me living the Wiccan life. Oh, that turtle is too cold out.
it wasn't quite like that, but some of the early episodes actually were a little like that. And before Living the Wiccan Life, we had things like A Day in the Life of Witch School.
Right.
Which had Ed coming out from behind the wall where his the little apartment was, one of the early Living the Wiccan Life episodes where we had moved from Hoopston to Rossville, and I was unpacking things and talking to the phrenology head whose name was Hetty, and
the phrenology
head
name was Hetty.
Yeah.
That's pretty redundant.
But,
can you give me a heads up?
You gotta have a little. I've always been a believer in having a little bit of levity going. So So many people in the pagan community take themselves so seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Not in the good way.
Right.
Because, I mean, it is important to take certain things seriously, but you shouldn't really take yourself so seriously. And, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to be the only person left out of the joke.
I'm a firm believer in two ways of raising energy is singing. If you can get people to sing,
mm-hmm.
especially around, around is really good because everybody has to work together and you get your energies together. But another way is laughing. Because when we make a joke and all three of us get it, we're laughing and everybody's
exactly.
on the same wavelength. So, humor is a very important way of raising energy, yeah.
Yep. So I would like to just give a shout-out to something that I participated in yesterday also. Phyllis Carrot did an online ritual for Imbolc.
Mm.
And she did it live from her living room. It was absolutely wonderful. It was on Smart TV or something like that. I had some issues getting into that, but it just reminded me of a lot of your Living the Wiccan Life videos and things.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, I think I want to try doing that with Lady of Life for one of our maybe full moon or new moon rituals. I think that she has
almost 500
people.
Mm-hmm.
She had, I think, almost 500 people logged in.
People love video ritual.
Yeah.
And people, particularly solitaries who cannot get to rituals, they love radio ritual, they love chat room ritual,
right.
they love video ritual. And different people love different formats.
Yes.
Some people love them all, some love just one or the other, and that's all cool. That's why there are different formats. But
exactly.
but yeah, people would love that. I would love that. More programming. Yay.
Yay.
And
you know, some people are very surprised when they join in on an online ritual, even if it's just voice ritual, that they think
uh-huh.
they're not going to get anything out of it, and then they're so surprised that they actually
yeah.
did. You know,
it
especially if
true.
You're calling in and you're not participating and you're actually listening, the visually, you know, it's all about your visualization of it. And
mm-hmm.
if you have it there, you're going to get what you're supposed to get out of it.
Well, you know, if you think
right.
about it, our radio rituals in particular
exactly.
are no different than any other guided meditation.
Right.
I mean, if
mm-hmm.
if you would sit down with a recorded meditation and do it and get something out of it, why would you not think you'd get something out of an audio ritual?
Exactly.
It's not substantially different. Chat room rituals are a very specific format that some people really love, and some people really don't. But you know, especially back in the day, they were the only way you were going to get ritual online. But you know,
right.
people do get the energy through that keyboard. I've
they
had
sure
one
do.
Of the questions somebody once asked me on the vlog was, can you actually get energy like in a psychic reading or a healing or something through the internet? And the answer is yes, you absolutely
oh,
can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, I hate to interrupt you. We're 5 minutes into Lady Stephanie's show.
How did
yeah.
that happen?
It just always happens.
Oh, my God, and I'm finally in the
chat
room.
It's Pam's fault, and we didn't even discuss vaginas today. That's all I'm saying on that.
Thank you for that.
Okay, so we were at a meeting last night. You know, Lori lives like about 30 minutes from me, and we were at a meeting last night. We were in the same room together. It was pretty cool. And I brought up, I'm in vagina monologues. We're doing that play here, and it's really if you have a chance to see it in your area, if it's being done in your area, please go. It's filled with a lot of female empowerment and a very strong message. But part of it is we're going to make vaginas. We're going to make vagina cookies, and I was saying that we needed people to help. We're looking for ways to outreach and do things with the public. And I'm like, well, we need volunteers to make vaginas. So there you go. There's your desk.
There's
your
so many
puns
I could make about vagina cookies.
I know.
But
And let me tell you, Pam's boyfriend is chauffeuring. He's not participating.
That's what he said.
That's what I told him. Andy, you know you're painting vagina cookies.
Yeah, he's an interesting person. He's just happy that I didn't put him in the Wicker Man. That's his big thing. You know, just keep him out of the Wicker Man. And he's, I'm serious. He really
no,
is.
No, she's serious.
Lori knows this. Lori
yeah.
knows because she's been to the house and seen him get very nervous, wondering if we're because I had a bunch of
what
pagans over. He's like, you're not gonna burn me in the backyard in a Wicker Man, are you? I'm like, no, dear.
Not today.
That was. Edward Woodard was.
I have to stop teasing like that. We're not going to burn you at all, Andy. I promise.
No, we're not. We're not. No, that's not what we do. But yeah, I
no,
think he likes
not at
to,
all.
To make. But yeah, we do need to wrap it up. I wanted
yes.
to, if it's okay with you, wanted to play another Ginger Doss song into the Karelian Deep Waters because we were talking about drum circles. And it's
wonderful.
A good one for drum circles. The name of the song is "Come Down," and it's one of her big ones. And it is one that you'll be able to get on Bandcamp. And she basically recorded a drum circle. So
oh, beautiful!
There is a drum circle in this, and she was, when she wrote it, she was talking about the incident that inspired it was she was at like a campground type thing where a big festival was going on, and all these different drum circles and all these different campfires everywhere dotting the landscape. So, and if you, here you go, making that connection, you know, if you go ahead and sit and listen to it, it'll be a good transition from this show into the Karelian Deep Waters next with Archpriestess Stephanie Neal.
Very cool.
Fire and sky, and awaken my spirit. Deep Waters. This is Reverend Stephanie Neal. This day and presentation is dedicated to Reverend Elizabeth Miller for all of her kindness to others. And today I am going to present the Krillian Soul Creed. So sit back and enjoy this as a meditation. Today I present the Krillian Soul Creed, presenting some of our general beliefs. We believe that everyone and everything are a perfect reflection of deity. Everything is a timeless ageless soul. Our soul is ours to explore and expand. Leaning on our own source-given understanding. Our soul travels to every place, every time, every being, for every reason. It can be found in the smallest atom and the most distant galaxy. Our deity is female, male, and everything, all in equal union. Goddess, God, and universal soul. We believe that you have the wisdom of the ages. Thus, you know how to instinctively walk your path to the radiant light. We believe everyone is home with deity. That every human is equal, holding all races, genders, and sexual preferences in high esteem. Our souls expressing ourselves in many forms within this eternal moment. We believe deity has many names. Some of their names are Mother, Father, Sister, and Brother. We believe in peace and that love will eventually overrule greed and fear in every form. We believe deity is multifaceted, leading us to and is the holy source which all things are part. Every living thing is eternal and loved by deity. The soul returns again and again, becoming more evolved and compassionate to all, for all. We believe in unity and harmony. We believe in harming none. Our souls pray that all be found with an open mind and open heart for everyone's perspective. Krillianism is a life-affirming way to live. Not the only way, a way to learn about our soul family and our many lives. Is bigger than any single doctrine and cannot be contained inside one perspective nor described fully by any one person, book, or one experience. Source is fully capable of reaching and teaching every living thing. We believe every human being is equal and should be given every protection, opportunity, right, and privilege under the stars. Expressive life under no one's shadow. We believe everything lives and is part of our universal soul. We believe we have lived forever with no beginning or end. Only our earthly bodies transition. Nevertheless, we live everywhere. We embrace the notion that all beings have the capacity for many purposes, an aware consciousness, and a fully developed soul. We believe in blessing others while fully expressing our own sacred voice. Free will belongs to us, and with every decision we make, we move closer to the center of our own soul's path, and that our answers, our peace, and joy are found within. We learn and evolve through life's storms and our sunny days equally. We we are here to experience what is. All humans have the right to live in happiness, freedom, and love, suffering no harm at the hands of anyone. We believe animals are to be respected and protected from isolation and pain. We encourage harmony among all nations. All have the right to live a free, peaceful existence. We believe in protecting and sustaining water, air, the earth, and life. All of nature and science is a perfect reflection and condition of our soul. All things are one thing. A single thing consists of everything. All things and us are the one. We are part source. We are inside source. And source is inside us. Mother Goddess, Father God, are one with us. It took millions of years to form us, and millions more for our continued evolution. Every soul is lovingly fashioned by deity as we create our future. We are in complete partnership with deity while ever becoming and learning as we live these lives together. Together, we can change our world, and so it is. We believe in you. Manatees by Kevin MacLeod. Thank you. blessed be.
Listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.